This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United We Staff. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Jug Country Morning Show, live from the Railside Center in San Luis Obispo, California. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts for this morning, Tom Cafuri and Becky Kingman.
Tom and I work really well together. We're both outsiders. I'm a woman, he's a Libyan.
We have a great time. She is the best co-host I could ever ask for.
Good morning. I just wanted to call you and tell you guys to say thank you for making my morning so much happier.
St. Louis Obispo.
That's Cadero.
That's Wood.
That's Amelia, baby.
Santa Maria.
Let me take a picture of your booty.
Tom, you can't do that.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut.
Tom, you can't do that.
Hush. What can I do?
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for being our voice.
You are welcome. I relish and cherish that position.
Relish.
What's up, B?
Not a whole lot. What's up with you?
I don't know.
Can you turn my headphones up a little bit?
Gladly.
Thank you.
I'm having mixed drinks about feelings over here today.
I don't like that. I don't like that little
mixed feelings.
Joke. I get it. I don't like that little corny joke. I don't like that. That's
the name
too,
of an Eric Church song.
I don't like it. It's too corny. Don't do stupid things like that again.
Yes.
You're Becky, better than that.
Or you, I guess, Tom.
Hey, you know what?
Barry Michael Scott of you.
How dare you?
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Welcome, Jug Country.
I just opened the text line, so everyone's getting a very generic text back from me right now. I love you all.
Ladies.
But if you're like, hey, and you go into very like specific details about what you did this weekend, and all you get back is like, happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm sorry. I do care.
Cut and paste. I'm really sorry.
It's just, you know.
Gosh.
James from Walmart. Good morning, y'all. Good morning and happy Monday. Hope you had a fun weekend.
Kelsey loves Garth. Good morning. Happy Monday.
I do care. And
do
I am
you?
Reading them, but it's just hard to get back to.
All right.
You know.
Seems a little lazy on a Monday.
It's a little bit, but I'm admitting to it now.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Am I hungry? Am I thirsty? I don't know. Am I coming? Am I going? Am I staying? I don't know.
Oh, come on. We're staying. We're going. Make up your mind.
Go get coffee.
Maybe I need, yeah.
Go get something out of the fridge.
That's it. I have only had one cup of coffee today. I've not had two. Normally, I have two by this time. I've only had one. So I ran out of coffee at the house, and I had to do K-cups. But I only had time this morning to do one K-cup. That's exactly what I need, is another cup of coffee. Good call, B. I'm excited about today's show. French fries, marijuana, debt, vaccines, jobs, treasures, McDonald's, Royals, Indiana Jones, more debt, hot dogs, adulting, our phrase of the day, our throwback song of the day. We'll give you a chance to win a $15 gift card to Big Baba's, play the 1 second song game, and an early edition of Ask Us Anything.
Oh, why an early edition? Yeah, why are you changing the times on it?
Because you want to hit all your audiences. It's like Radio 101. It's like some morning show book I read.
You're so annoying.
You've got to go through different day parts, Rebecca, so that you touch all of your audience and listens to you.
Gross.
I'm sorry, somebody does some research around here.
Gross.
We're all in this together.
You're such a butt kisser.
Sorry.
And you know you are, right? A little bit.
I did not win my bet at the Masters.
No, what was your bet?
Well, I didn't pick the winning guy who won the Masters.
Who did you pick?
Justin Thomas. He didn't win.
I ask you like I know.
I know, right? Like you, like,
oh, Justin.
You know Justin Thomas, yeah. Right? Don't know the difference between Justin Thomas and Justin Rose.
I know there's a Dustin. Isn't there Dustin?
Yes.
Dustin Thompson?
Yeah, Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson.
DJ, yes. He didn't even make the cut. He had a horrible weekend.
And I know Tiger Woods.
Yeah, and he didn't play because he broke both his feet off.
Rory.
McIlroy.
That guy.
Yes.
What's the guy in all those commercials? Is that Rory? No, there's the guy in all the commercials.
Which commercial? What are you talking about?
Phil
Mickelson. That guy. Look, how many golfers do you know?
That many.
You know all those golfers.
That
sure
many.
You do. Wow, look at you go.
Okay, and our breakfast special today is chorizo and eggs.
Man, I could go for some chorizo and eggs right now, I think.
I got to get back on my diet. Easter has ruined me. And
has
then
it?
I continue Easter into, like, the next week.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, still spring break. Stop. Yeah, it's bad. So
is
that's it?
It.
Today, it's on.
Are you moving from cellulite to just straight blubber?
Something's got to happen.
Like the elephant seals.
God, so bad.
You know how we do a Monday, Jug Country. Oh, by the way, you can text us anything on the Sky River RV text line.
And I'll text
you back. Yeah, definitely copy and paste something to you. 805-549-8698. That's the number to text us anything you would like. Thank you, Sky River. You know how we do a Monday, Jug Country. We do not ease into a Monday. Nope. We get up. We splash some cold water on our face. We put our shoes and socks on and we get out of bed. We get dressed. We go to work and school. We kick Monday's butt. This will help. Trust me, this will help.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will, we will rock you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your cookies.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you.
Why the hell would I take a test?
We will rock you.
Can you get it firm?
I can't believe that.
Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will rock you.
Just getting aggressive over here by myself.
We will rock you.
Si, say Broadway.
We will rock you.
Yank my doodle.
We will rock you.
Deliberatively.
Come on, all you fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Who the hell elected you?
The tiniest of tinies.
You heard of Chris Christopherson? Well, I'm Kiss Christopherson.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage.
On K-Jug with Tom and Becky in the morning. Did I really not?
No.
I really didn't?
That was the first time ever.
Oh, man.
The moment's passed now.
Let's do roll call
no,
now.
The moment's passed now.
Let's do roll call. Everybody kiss.
Did you just forget or did you just decide you weren't going to do that?
No, I just forgot. I totally forgot.
That was weird.
I'm sluggish. I'm a little sluggish today.
Lethargic.
Let's
okay.
do roll call.
An unnamed person texted in would like to send a happy birthday shout out to the Los Osos Garbage Man from his, wife and family. So it's not an unnamed person.
It's Los Osos Garbage Man's wife.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's in this morning.
Happy birthday to you.
The middleman, Michelle with an E, just got off work. Rick, Tough Luck, Amy Jo, Shauna, Carmela Soprano, Short Chick, Russell Smith. This feels weird doing this right now.
I know.
Jennifer Irish, Nancy with a quarantined roommate, Brittany the massage therapist, Aggressive Jamie, North County Hillbilly, new to the area, Denise, Josh from Heritage, James from Walmart, Uncle Hendo, the solving phlebotomist, first time dad, Incognito, Tammy, Rod from Santa Maria, Becky with the lazy husband, this still feels weird, Kent the meat guy, the parts dude, Los Osos Garbage Man, happy birthday, Vegas to Prim, Tila the stagehand at the fair, Brick House, Ken Woods, the cheerleader, Atascadero teacher, St. Matt from Carpinteria, Disney fan, Aunt Joyce, Paso Mason, Darla from Napomo, Carrie, Mr. Miner from Santa Margarita, Lydia, Michael, thanks Kayla, Gilbert from Atascadero, Jeremy the driver, oldest person ever from Illinois, Kelsey loves Garth, Lisa the realtor from Creston, Jake with the spotty internet, Kim from Paso, Cody from Camp Roberts, and hardworking man.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I need another cup of coffee. I feel sluggish. I feel a little
sluggish.
Well,
stop it. You already started last week off terrible. What? Don't do that this week, too. I'm looking forward to a good week this week.
Are
it's
going
to be a freaking good week.
Hey, easy. Aggressive. Aggressive over there.
Celebrate like a boss.
Well, I had this big story on French fries. Now we don't have time to do this big story on French fries.
That sounds like a stupid story
anyway. It's not a stupid story. It's not a stupid story.
It sounds stupid.
And I guarantee you we're going to get some weird answers from Jug Country, because Jug Country, let's face it, some of y'all out there are weird. And it's okay. Everybody's welcome here on the Jug Country Morning Show.
Just turning to the story.
Well, the story's about how everybody likes French fries, basically, in the whole world, right? 93%. And the story further says that, as far as fast food goes, most people like McDonald's French fries. They're the best, followed by Five Guys. I would agree with that. Then they start talking about different fries, shoestring fries, crinkle cut fries.
Oh, good. This is
tater
so boring.
Tots. But here's the deal.
Tater tots are not fries.
Yeah, okay. But here's the deal. Here's my question. Other than ketchup.
Ranch.
What do you dip your fries in?
Barbecue sauce.
Do you really? Do you?
Sometimes.
Gross.
Why is that gross?
It's gross.
Why is that gross?
I don't know. It just is.
What one? Barbecue sauce or ranch?
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce is probably, like, next to ketchup, my favorite.
Because it's sweet?
I just like barbecue sauce.
I know. Barbecue sauce, ranch. You could dip it in the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I guess, like, tartar sauce if you're having fish and chips.
Tartar sauce.
If you're having fish and chips,
you
sure, why not?
Fish in the tartar sauce, not the fries.
Put your fries in there, too.
What about mustard?
No.
Okay.
I don't like mustard like with anything though.
You're
I just
not
don't
a big
love mustard.
Fan?
I like spicy mustard, but like regular yellow mustard.
Gross. Yeah, no, I love yellow mustard. I love it. I like it on my corn dog. I definitely like it on tater tots.
Single Kayla said mayo or tartar sauce.
Mayo? Really?
Passa Mason said a Wendy's frosty.
Okay. So this is my thing.
Gross.
No, there's a lot of people that will dip their fries in like chocolate shakes or these fries. I know.
I don't
like that. I don't think so.
Hardworking man, McDonald's barbecue sauce is bomb. Tough luck in a Wendy's or In-N-Out milkshake. Again, Ken Woods, chocolate milkshake. You guys are gross.
Why do you do that? Just because ketchup's sweet, barbecue sauce is sweet? Is it
I just feel like that would ruin
sweet?
Your milkshake. I don't know. Sheila, who knows Tom's mom, said secret sauce, mayo, and mustard.
I think I found out Sheila, who knows my mom, also knows a person I work with at the fair.
It's a small area.
It is.
Schwinn's in. Haven't heard from Schwinn since May 22nd, 2020.
Schwinn was like the first texter we ever got.
Of all time, right? Yes.
Where have you been, Schwinn?
He said you have to dip French fries in mustard. That's law.
Okay, see? I'm all right with
see,
that.
And then Schwinn just like pops in a year later with that, and then we won't hear from him again for a year.
Schwinn made me a bat like 19 years ago, and then we haven't heard from Schwinn in forever. Thank you.
Schwinn took my neighbor on a date and yelled at me from across the street.
Awesome. Small world. Small world. That's right. It's great. How'd the date go?
Hopefully great. I'm not sure. Don't talk about it. I don't want to make it awkward. I don't know. Other Shoe Sister's husband said French has been the new ketchup for about 15 years.
The yellow mustard. French's mustard there.
Cody from Camp Roberts. Fries dipped in In-N-Out milkshake. You guys. Oh, Tila said A1 sauce.
Oh, interesting. Well, I would imagine that you would have, if you went to In-N-Out, you would have to dip their fries into something because their fries are horrid. And so
I love In-N-Out fries. I know I'm the only one. And
a lot
I don't
of put
them,
love
I don't dip them in anything. And honestly, here's the deal. I don't actually use anything for my fries. I never dip my fries in anything. But if I do, like if there's something extra, I really just don't.
Funny you say that, because there are 19% of Americans that don't dip their fries in anything.
I'm one of those people.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if something's there, maybe. You know, but like it's definitely not my go-to. I don't have to have ketchup for my fries. If I'm on the road, In-N-Out's like, oh, you want ketchup packets? Like, no. My kids don't either. And either does Jeff, really. I mean, unless we're like at home and we have ketchup, you know, like, oh, you want something to dip your fries in? But on the road, definitely not.
My two grandkids, they want ketchup on everything. It doesn't matter what
it is. Even
if
you're driving, like, do they have to have ketchup for fries?
If you're driving, like, I don't know what kind of mess they're making if driving with our ketchup packet, trying to get that open in the car. But well, that's our jug pull of the day today. Other than ketchup.
A lot of people are mixing their ketchup and their ranch to make like a thousand island.
Oh. That
Ew.
Looks like yak.
An unnamed
it?
Person. Yeah, I don't like that.
Doesn't Thousand Island dressing in general look like
yes.
yak?
an unnamed person. Barbecue sauce is so gross. My mom's friend puts barbecue sauce on everything, like white rice, on everything. Whenever she comes to visit, we always buy a new bottle of barbecue sauce. Gross. That sounds like she has a problem, though. On rice.
Yeah. Has anybody said Heinz 57?
No. Like, just ketchup?
Just dip it in Heinz 57 sauce. Is that not a thing?
Just ketchup? Is that what we're talking about?
No, Heinz 57 sauce. It's like a cross between ketchup and A1.
Oh, no, no one said
Heinz 57. It's big in like Oklahoma, Texas, Midwest. Like big.
I thought Heinz 57 was just ketchup.
No.
That's just Heinz?
It's a different, it's 57 ingredients. You don't know what Heinz 57 is?
What the hell? I thought Heinz 57 was just ketchup.
No, Heinz makes ketchup, but they also make 57
Like, if
sauce.
Someone said to me Heinz 57, I would think they were just talking about ketchup.
No, it's different. It's different.
Weird Okies. I don't know what people do.
Okay, that's our junk bowl of the day today. Other than ketchup.
Ew, Joe Daddy said Mickey D's sweet and sour. I just got off work. Rick said the same thing.
Okay. Junk bowl of the day today brought to you by Farm Supply. Home to Nutrina Feeds, what's inside counts. Quality feed for all your horses, dogs, cats, poultry, and more. Available at all 5 Central Coast Farm Supply locations.
Brick House said Tabasco and ketchup.
So he adds a little Tabasco into his ketchup to make it a little hotter and a little spicy. Yeah, all right. All right. Other than ketchup, what do you dip your fries in? 98.1 K-Jug, Tom and Becky in the morning. Marijuana legalization has been linked to a rise in fatal car accidents.
Oh.
Shocker.
Right.
Shocker, right?
I did, like, smoke pot, don't smoke pot. Like, I don't care. Like, legalize it, whatever. Like, honestly.
Right.
But don't sit here. I'm not going to live in pretend world with pot smokers either and pretend like you don't get high. You get high, so you shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car.
Right.
Shouldn't have a couple beers and be behind the wheel of a car.
Right.
Like,
you do you, but
you
like,
do you, but don't sit here and pretend like I don't really like doesn't like affect me. Like you get stoned. You get high. That's the whole point. Wear a bra, don't wear a bra, what do I care?
Right. Researchers looked at recreational cannabis use and deadly motor vehicle collisions across the US in the states where pot is legal. They found that the legalization of recreational cannabis is associated with a small but significant increase in fatal motor vehicle collisions and fatalities. You probably wouldn't know it, though, right? I mean, like,
what?
Well, like, I mean, if you're stoned to the berserk and you just drive your car off a cliff, you don't even know. You'd be like, wow, this is really cool. And then you're
I don't
dead.
Think
and
so.
You're dead.
I don't think dead. That you're like, it's like you're on acid. You're like, pink elephants are flying around
what,
me.
What is,
I mean, it's smoky pot. You're going to know. But yeah, you know if you're high, if you're driving off a cliff. Come on.
I don't know, man. Hey, man.
I'm not sure you've ever been high in your life.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, this again falls under the heading.
And if you were high and thought that driving a car off a cliff was no big deal, then I think someone laced your pot with something.
Something? Yeah, well. No, that's not, my thing now. That's not my thing now.
I know.
College, I may have imbibed a little bit, but not much. This wasn't my thing. It does lead to a direct increase in dipping your fries in different sauces,
in
though.
In milkshakes.
In milkshakes. I mean, because that's like the greatest thing, right? When you're stoned. French fries in a milkshake. I get that. But all right. Just know the facts, Jug Country. Just know the facts. That's what we're here to tell you. These are the facts. They are undisputed.
As most facts.
What an important day in history this is. April 12th, 1982. John Mellencamp releases his fifth album, American Fool. His only number one album.
Hi, this is John Mellencamp, and you're waking up with my boy Tom K. Fury on 98.1 K-Jug.
That's right. That's right, Johnny. Come on now. A poet of our generation. Artist, painter, poet, rock star.
Painter?
Yeah, huge painter. So good, man.
Why are we talking about him?
On this day in history, American Fool was released. It was his only number one album. It contained this song, Hurt So Good.
How many years ago was this?
1982. You do the math. If you can figure it out. Okay.
Let it go. Let It Go.
I'll never let it go. Not Mellencamp.
38 years ago.
No way. No way. Still holds up today.
It Go.
Still, this song still better than any rock song that could come out today. Please.
Come on and make it love.
Mr. Glass said, our generation. Speak for yourself, Tom.
How old's Mr. Glass?
I don't know. He's Mr. Glass, like, how old are you?
He's probably like your age, 30. Yeah, Pody, your generation.
So who are you saying?
Ariana Grande.
Said I wasn't even born in 1982.
Right, see? That's what I'm talking about.
Me either, Mr. Glass.
Right, well, you... Sorry.
Ariana Grande,
sorry,
stop.
Sorry, losers. Sorry. Sorry you don't know what good rock
Ariana
and roll
Grande
is.
Ariana Grande is not even my generation. Like, you're three generations past now.
It's There's gross.
Your generation, our generation, the Just next generation.
Myself a little bit of fun. You can't do anything to bring me down when we're celebrating Mr. Mellencamp.
Ken Wood said John Cougar.
Stop it, Ken. I'll block you.
I don't understand why that upsets you so much, John Cougar.
Because it was the impression. It was the man keeping him down. It was the record label executive that thought John Mellencamp wasn't good.
The man keeping him down.
It was. They changed his name to Johnny Cougar.
John Mellencamp.
Are you kidding
me?
Please.
Look at me.
I'm looking
right at
you.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Don't even say it. I'll block you today.
God love you.
Yeah.
But you like to think of yourself as like some, cool guy, rebel guy.
Yeah, how about this?
And you love the two artists who also think that they're like rebels, but really they're not. You know what I mean? Like, you're not really
rebels.
You're really not rebellious.
Please.
At all. You're like, you know, like high school graduation songs. Like, you're like rebellious. And that would be, and I really like them, John Mellencamp and Eric Church.
Yeah.
Eric Church is not a rebel.
I'm sorry that you are so naive. I'm sorry that you are so.
To me, it's such like a, I played baseball in high school. Like, John Mellencamp's a rebel. Like, he's not, Tom. There were like plenty of other people who were rebels in your
this
time
period.
This
song stands the test of time. And there's not a person out there that doesn't know this song.
Great song. Wonderful. Like, but that's the thing. This isn't like a rebellious song.
The most rebellious.
Like, wouldn't Billy Idol be more of like a rebellious type artist?
I love Billy Idol. I love me some Billy Idol. So good. White Wedding.
Like, punk music. Wouldn't that be more rebels in your generation?
Right.
But John Mellencamp, like, I'm just
saying. Let's do some acid and everybody sit around in the pub.
I'm just saying. You know, like blue jeans and like, you know, like the baseball player guy in high school thinking
sorry.
You're rebellious does not make you rebellious.
Sorry. Falling on deaf ears this morning. Yeah.
Life goes on.
But who doesn't love this song? Everyone. Everyone does.
Right.
Even the rebels. And you have a tattoo of them on your arm.
I do. Ain't that America? Ain't that America? April 12th, 1982. John Mellencamp releases his fifth studio album, American Fool.
When is his birthday?
Number one. I don't know.
Oh, thank God. I was going to get really worried if you knew it off the top of your head.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
You promise?
I promise I don't know it. I don't know. But I know if I see it, we're going to celebrate with like 10 songs from John Mellencamp, not just a couple. But. All right, it's time
October
for
October 7th.
Oh, there you go.
Look at him with his sunglasses.
It's time for Ask Us Anything. It's time for Ask Us Anything, early edition this morning, okay?
It's time for Tom and Becky's
Ask Us Anything.
Text Tom and Becky right now on the Sky River RV K-Jug text line. Any questions that's been on your mind? 805-549-8698.
All right, text us anything you want right now. Early edition, Ask Us Anything. Becky and I will, it doesn't have to be about us. It can be any question you have, any question. We will give you the absolute correct answer, I'm sure of it. Text us right now. Any questions?
It's time for Tom and Becky's
Ask Us Anything.
Text Tom and Becky right now on the Sky River RV K-Jug text line. Any questions that's been on your mind? 805-549-8698.
Date of birth?
Why?
What day were you born?
No, I understood the question. Why'd you need to know that?
Let's leave it blank. Weight?
Last night or this morning?
You pick.
182 pounds.
Number of alcoholic beverages consumed per week?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, they want to know.
Well, I'm sure they want to know a lot of things, but I don't want my intimate details auctioned off to the highest bidder, willy-nilly.
I'll put zero. Marital status?
Pass.
Profession?
Irrelevant.
Food allergies?
I'm not going to be eating here.
Are you allergic to sticking plaster?
What a ludicrous question. I'm not.
So good. It's so true, too. It's so true. It's so good. All right. Ask us anything. Do we have a question?
We do. We're going to do one this morning.
Okay.
Darian the phlebotomist
texted
in this morning.
What's up, Darian?
Favorite Dolly Parton song? 9 to 5.
Ooh.
For me.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw a wrench in this one a little bit, and I'm gonna say it's Islands in the Stream.
With
Kenny. Yeah.
Is that really your favorite song?
Yeah, it really is, because Islands in the Stream was such a big thing in the mid-80s. Like, it crossed over, and it was a number one pop song, too. I don't know. That was just a great song.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, that was simple. That was easy.
See?
Like your mom. That was great.
How dare
Happy
you.
Happy Mother's Day,
K-Jug. Just say it. It's good to be here. Thank you. That concludes Ask Us Anything.
That was dumb.
Who's Dolly Parton? Good question.
All right.
Okay, get a cup of coffee.
That bored me.
Oh my, gross! I have to entertain you as well as Jug Country here
today.
Now?
Yes.
Is that where we're at here?
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love, and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United, we staff.